Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The wrestling world pays tribute to Tracy Smothers. Plus, we have a new champion coming out of NXT Halloween Havoc, and a top indie star could be on the move. For Thursday, October 29th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The wrestling world has been paying tribute to Tracy Smothers, who has sadly passed away at the age of 58. He announced back in November of last year that he was battling lymphoma and had been suffering from heart issues in recent weeks also. Tracy passed away at 4:30 a.m. yesterday morning. From our sister channel Triple Jump, here's Ben Potter with a special look at the life and times of Tracy Smothers.
Born September the 2nd, 1962, Tracy Stanton Smothers began wrestling as a teenager at Springfield High School in Tennessee. He was the first person from his school to make it to the state championships, galvanizing his passion for the art of wrestling. He quickly became a main player in Memphis Wrestling and Florida Championship Wrestling, teaming with Steve Armstrong to form the Wild-Eyed Southern Boys in the late 80s.
And the Wild-Eyed Southern Boys put together some fine teamwork. Athletic ability in action as Tracy and Steve really put things together nicely there.
Smothers would find success in WCW opposing the Fabulous Freebirds and became a multi-time champion in Jim Cornette's Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Things look bad for the home team right now, but the ball game's not over till the Fat Lady sings, and by the good grace of God, the South will rise again.
After a brief run in the World Wrestling Federation as Freddie Joe Floyd, Smothers landed in ECW, where he would flaunt his non-existent Italian heritage as part of the Full-Blooded Italians.
From Nashville, Italy, Tracy Smothers!
Here they appropriate moonshine, rosé in Nashville, Italy.
Since then, Smothers worked for various independent promotions all over the world.
The thing that encapsulates everything I liked about day-to-day Tracy Smothers, his ability to get heat even in a black hole.
If I hear a Tracy sucks, I'm going to roll out of this ring and come ask to beat the hell out of everybody in this building.
Who said there are no heels left in this business?
Tracy Smothers versus the Juggalos, Bloody Mania 2007, where the crowd's already encouraged to throw stuff at the performers anyway. And then Tracy Smothers comes out with the Confederate flag and the Confederate jacket. He's begging for it, basically.
You know what you are? You're a bunch of Juggalo jackals.
And they throw drinks, and they throw cans, and they throw sticks, and they throw chairs. And Tracy just picks them up and throws them back in, back out of the crowd. This one-man tornado.
If I hear an ICP one time.
If you've heard of Tracy Smothers promo, you already know where he's taking it. He's going on for so long and getting so much heat. The referee rolls up to me while he's promoing, and he says, 3 minutes. This dude had talked 9 minutes of our time up and was actively still talking. So he rolls up to Tracy and lets him know that now we have 2 minutes. The referee comes back to me. He said, Tracy's gonna take a swing at you. He takes a swing, just roll him up. And I'm like, what? We got like a whole match call.
People would say to me, have you ever wrestled Tracy before? And I was like, no, but I'm really looking forward to it. And they were like, you'll never experience anything in wrestling quite like wrestling Tracy Smothers. We had 30 minutes till the match started and we just spoke and he was just the nicest guy telling stories. We came up with nothing. The next minute, our music's playing and we'd booked go for this match. The next 45 minutes were amazing. It honestly was amazing. He spent most of the 45 minutes on the mic, tearing into the crowd. We'd done dance-offs. It was an absolute shambles, but it was an amazing shambles.
All my memories of Tracy are just genuine moments which make me want to smile. And I'm pretty sure he's looking down on us right now, wanting us all to smile.
We at Cultaholic extend our condolences to the friends and family of the late Tracy Smothers.
By the good grace of God and the support of the fans, the South is going to rise again.
With thanks to Ben Potter from Triple Jump and our very own Matthew Gregg. A special thanks as well to Sugar Dunkerton, Grado and Prince Amin, who wanted to share their personal stories of Tracy Smothers also. You heard just a tiny snippet there, and you can hear the full recordings from all three at the end of this podcast.
Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Last night, NXT staged Halloween Havoc for the first time since the 90s. Big title change kicked things off as well, as Johnny Gargano became the new NXT North American champion, defeating Damian Priest in what turned out to be a Devil's Playground match, which is no disqualification, false count anywhere. He came with the assistance of a mystery person in a Scream mask and outfit. The identity of that person was not revealed by the end of the show. This begins Johnny Gargano's second run as NXT North American champion. Also last night, we saw the return of Pete Dunne to NXT on the American side of things anyway. Of course, he's been back as part of NXT UK for a number of weeks, but he returned at Halloween Havoc and aligned himself with Pat McAfee, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. We'll talk more about what went down at Halloween Havoc on NXT Halloween Havoc Graded later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. We've teamed up with Quidco, and if you live in the UK, we can be sorting you out with some cash back when you shop online. Quidco works with hundreds of retailers online, like Amazon, eBay, and Argos, to give you cash back when you buy things online. If you sign up today at cultaholic.com/cashback, you will get yourself a free fiver paid into your bank account or your PayPal. Sign up to Quidco and get a free fiver on us by going to cultaholic.com/cashback.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
WrestleMania 37 update for you this morning. It looks as if Mania 37 is going to be coming out of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. That was where it was meant to be this year, and next year was supposed to be the turn of California. That now not happening simply because of the limitations imposed in certain states. So WrestleMania 37 will now take place from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. And the NFL is giving us a little indication of the fan level that we will get at WrestleMania. So NFL is planning at Raymond James for Super Bowl a 20% capacity. This comes from Adam Schefter of NFL Insider. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers home turf will feature a fifth of the normal crowd. And that gives an idea for where WrestleMania is going to sit this year, because I imagine that they'll want to hit that kind of number as well. It's also been revealed that fans at the Super Bowl are going to be in pods that are 6 feet apart, and they'll all be wearing masks. So we could see similar COVID protocol for WrestleMania this year as well. Big E, who is setting out on his singles run on SmackDown, was talking to Gorilla Position about it and who has been helping him backstage with regards to where he's going with it. He says, quote, "The nice part is I feel like I have a voice with the SmackDown creative team. We're able to go back and forth with some ideas and they're actually listening. Also, I have to give credit to Daniel Bryan. The idea for the solo run was from him. It's not just like, hey, Big E, but he's actually part of the process. He's the one who said, this is what we should do with Big E. So he's been behind that, and for that, I'm really grateful. But it feels like an environment where I do have a voice. I'm not saying that I get to do everything I want, by any means. I also think Raw has a great roster as well, but I love our roster. I look around, and I see a lot of talent, and a lot of new talent, especially with the draft. I feel like we got better with the draft. And when I look around the roster and the opportunity to have some fresh matchups, Big E revealing not only is there a lot of love for him on the creative side, but Daniel Bryan's got his back as well. That can't be a bad thing. We talked last week about the injury scare to Alex Reynolds from the Dark Order in AEW. He did a virtual meet and greet with Pro Wrestling Junkies and was asked about it. And he was talking about the treatment that he got from AEW. There was concern that he was left unconscious in the center of the ring for an elongated amount of time. But Alex Reynolds defends AEW safety protocol, saying, "I think our team does a fantastic job. I think they took care of me right away when we all realized I was hurt. They got me out of there nice and safe. So it's a contact sport. Injuries are going to happen. And I think they've shown they can handle those situations. I don't think those safety concerns are validated. As somebody who kind of just lived through it, I've put my trust fully in our staff." He also went on to say that he would meet with AEW's doctor and would be cleared to return, hopefully by next week. Last night on AEW Dynamite, the Young Bucks added a stipulation to their match at Full Gear. They're set to face FTR for the AEW World Tag Team titles. They said that this match they have at Full Gear will be the only time they challenge FTR for the tag team titles. If they lose, they don't get another go. This is pretty much the same stipulation that Cody added to his match with Chris Jericho for the AEW World title, that he'd never challenge for again if he lost. That stipulation with Cody has stuck. I imagine if the Bucks lose, they might end up sticking with that too. Also confirmed for Full Gear as of last night, we will see Chris Jericho facing MJF. Now, if MJF is able to win, he gets to join the Inner Circle. This all came about following the town hall meeting at AEW Dynamite last night, something that Jack will talk all about later on today on AEW Graded. And I'm sure Ross will have some things to say as well when AEWTF moments return to the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today. And Thunder Rosa is in the news today. Lots of talk about where she is going next. So she lost the NWA Women's World Championship to Serena Deeb this week. And it's brought about some speculation as to where she's going to land. She put out a tweet, very much felt like a farewell tweet. She could be possibly saying farewell to the NWA. There have been some rumors going around that not only are AEW interested in getting her on the books full time, but also WWE are interested in working with Thunder Rosa. She put out a tweet to kind of continue to stir that rumor mill a little bit more. In the tweet, it's a video which features Thunder Rosa in the training school. She has WWE, AEW and NWA written on the top of her thigh, which she reveals and then says, "I don't know," when asked what's coming up next. So she's keeping us all guessing. Wherever she lands, she'll be an asset. Thunder Rosa is an incredible get for any promotion, whether she stays with NWA, whether she moves over to AEW, or even whether she joins WWE. Sam Driver is back on Twitch tonight. Thursday throwbacks are at twitch.tv/cultaholic from 6 Greenwich Mean Time. Bear in mind, our clocks have changed, so just check online where that is, where you are, because we've gone back an hour. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review drops later today as well. We moved it to Thursday for 1 week only. Matthew, Greg and I watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to the show's or our bitter end. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, as we have said, NXT graded, AEW Dynamite graded, and a welcome return of the AEWTF moments with Ross. All of that later on today. Stick around, because up next you will hear Grado, Prince Amin and Sugar Dunkerton sharing their stories of the late great Tracy Smothers. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
So I was lucky enough to wrestle Tracy Smothers 5 years ago, 2015, when Colt Cabana, he flew me to America for the recording of the Wrestling Road Diaries 3 DVD. And I was wrestling Tracy Smothers in a main event on a Saturday night in Brooklyn, Ohio. It was in a chapel hall. And people would say to me, have you ever wrestled Tracy before? And I was like, no, but I'm really looking forward to it. And they were like, you'll never experience anything in wrestling quite like wrestling Tracy Smothers. And so he turned up at the show, I'd say about half an hour before our match. I think he was delivering pizzas that day. He was still doing it, and his day job at the time was delivering pizzas. And so he came, and we had 30 minutes till the match started, and we just spoke, and he was just the nicest guy, telling stories. We came up with nothing. The next minute, our music's playing, and we'd booked fuck all for this match. And the next 45 minutes were, well, I'd say it was an absolute clusterfuck, but it was amazing. It honestly was amazing. He spent most of the 45 minutes on the mic tearing into the crowd. There was a 5-year-old girl who kept shouting, Tracy sucks, Tracy sucks. And he cut a promo on her and basically said, he basically told her that Santa wasn't real. And he asked her, girl, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, a wrestler. And he says, well, you ain't, shouted on the mic, you ain't gonna be no wrestler, you're gonna grow up to be a fucking rat. And if, honestly, I couldn't believe my ears, but it was hilarious. We done dance-offs, sing-offs. It was an absolute shambles, but it was an amazing shambles. We came back for the match, and Tracy acted as if we had just fucking had a 5-star Dave Meltzer classic, the way he went on about it. And right after the match, we went looking for his... I lost my car keys! So we turned this venue upside down, looking for his car keys, only for him to find them in the pocket of his dungarees, which he was still wearing, which he had just wrestled in, by the way. But he was such a lovely, lovely guy, and I'll never forget the experience, that experience that night. And I'm so glad that I kept in contact with him on Facebook for the last couple of years. But that's a guy, man, so old school but amazing. And you know that old saying, they don't make him like Tracy anymore, and that's so true. They do not make them like Tracy Smothers anymore.
Prince Amin here, and I'd like to pay tribute to the one, the only Tracy Smothers. And there's no better way that you can pay tribute to Tracy Smothers than to put smiles on people's faces, because that's genuinely what he did whenever he met any of the people. He put smiles on faces. I just want to share a story of one time he was in the UK, roughly in my mid-2000s, and he spent a lot of time in the UK, spent a lot of time with me in the car, and we travelled up and down the UK together for a whole summer, it felt like. And every time we were in the car, I had my Justin Timberlake album, and that was with me the entire time. And he grew particularly fond of this one song called Rock Your Body. Now, if you know the song, it is a dancey number. It makes you want to get up and dance. And if you know Tracy Smothers, you know that in his matches, he often likes to have a dance-off to the death. So Tracy came up with this great idea, which was he takes my CD and he plays Rock Your Body and challenges his opponent to a dance-off to the death. It was fantastic. It was a great idea because the music will make everybody want to dance. Who wouldn't want to dance to that music? So I gave him my CD and I said, Tracy, remember? Track six. Cool. We go to the back. We get changed. We have our matches. I have my match. Tracy's the main event. His main event in that night against Ricky Knight. They go out in the main event. And here gets Tracy gets on the mic. And he goes, okay, you might be able to wrestle. But I challenge you, Ricky Knight, to a dance-off to the death. I thought, this is it. Justin Timberlake, rock your body. It's coming on. This is brilliant. He asked the DJ to play the music. And the music that the DJ plays is the slowest love song you will ever hear. It is a ballad. And it is the you can't dance to it. You can't dance to this song. You can't dance to it. But Tracy, being the professional that it is, carries on with the dance-off. And if you've seen Tracy do a dance-off, you'll know he'll get on the floor. He'll start swimming on the floor. He'll get on his back, wiggle his legs in the air. He does the most outrageous dancing you'll ever see. And that's what makes it so good. But he is doing it all to the slowest love song you will ever hear. The crowd don't know what to make of it. I mean, it went down like a lead balloon. So the match finishes, we get to the back, and I just said, Tracy, what happened with the music? What happened with the music? And he's like, oh, well, you know, that DJ, he messed up my music. He messed up my music. And I was like, you told him track six, right? Track six, that's Rock Your Body. And he's like, ah, my bad. I said track seven. And this is exactly the type of memories I have of Tracy. All my memories of Tracy are just genuine moments which make me want to smile. And I'm pretty sure he's looking down on us right now, wanting us all to smile.
I hate that people use the word journeyman like it's a dirty word in professional wrestling. Everybody covets the contract. So, like, if you never got signed, then it's like you never did anything. And that's totally untrue. Tracy Smothers was a journeyman. Tracy Smothers, I mean, he had deals, but then he didn't have deals and he still made money. And he stayed on top of it in this business for like a very, 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 very long time. And he was one of those cats that was always dropping knowledge on people just because he left the business better than he found it. And sometimes he taught lessons without actively sitting you down to teach you a lesson. So one of my favorite lessons that he taught without sitting down to teach definitely was Heroes and Legends. So Heroes and Legends is a convention / wrestling show, not to be confused with Legends of Wrestling, which is well known for the infamous Jake the Snake, if you've got 21, I got 22, blackjack promo, which no, like, you know, first of all, he was drunk. Second of all, he had to be drunk because, you know, you want to have 22 in blackjack, you lose. That's losing. Like, why do you want yourself to lose? And, like, you know, your money that you're putting on the table, which could lead to you potentially being evicted out of wherever your domicile that you're living. But you get what I'm saying. Anyway, so Heroes and Legends tends to put younger talent versus older school talent, which was great. Like, hell of an exposure. Always fun. And Heroes and Legends 4, I got to go against Tracy Smothers. And I was super excited. I mean, it's Tracy Smothers, you know? So at the time, most definitely, I've met Tracy like many times, many locker rooms before then. I just never had a singles match with him before. So I get there, I'm bright and early, you know, I'm ready to make it do what it do. And he gets there. And, you know, Tracy is journeyman of journeyman. Like, he just came from a show the day before. And like when he's done, he got two or three more shows still on the loop and whatnot. So, you know, he's sitting down. It's like he's already kind of got the mind state of like, you know, we gotta get this thing going and everything like that. But he's like, you know, Suge, I done seen you in a bunch of different in the locker rooms and everything. You know, I seen you on your thing, man. And we're gonna make sure we're gonna do a little something tonight, you know. I just really want to give you something special tonight, man. So this is what we're going to do. What you trying to do tonight? So me being me, in the ripe old age of the year 2014, I'm like, we going to tear it down. So me and Tracy have 12 minutes as formatted, right? And I proceed to, you know, give out my moves with a Z. And we lay out like a match that would make, I would say like 2005, 2006 TNA, you know, like Fox Sports TNA. We got some action going on. Let me put my Booker T voice on. You know, we out here doing some things. You know, it's on like neck bone. We gonna be doing some moves. We got a little bit of razzle dazzle going on. I might hit somebody's fade five after the match is on, you know, after they see it. But I was just excited that this was like the first name that was like, hey, what's your input? What do you do? What do you got going on? What's the deal? Like, I'm going to give you your best match because I want to. And bless him, we called it and called it and recalled it and called it. We must have called it like 27 times, you know, like we were rehearsing a play or whatever it is. But like, you know, we got it and we were all set. It was to the point where he was calling it back to me, you know. And then eventually, you know, we wait our time out. Everything's all good. And then before you know it, here comes the match. Now, what nobody told me. I laughed just thinking about it. So, professional wrestlers, you really need to start asking the question. When you're giving your time, is it curtain to curtain or is it bell to bell? Curtain to curtain is the moment the first guy comes out the curtain to when the last guy goes through the curtain. Bell to bell is when the bell actually rings to when it rings again. This means any interplay that you have after or before is kind of in this grace period. It can be forgiven. Tracy did not check, and me being naive as I was, did not check to see what was what. We heard 12 minutes. Okay, we just figured we had 12 minutes, bell to bell. Tracy gets out there and oh my God. And anybody who's heard a Tracy Smothers promo, like if you've heard a Tracy Smothers promo, you already know where he's taking it. But he was in rare form this evening and he was hitting all the good lines. You know what I'm saying? Everybody dying, you know, him, you know, being from Nashville, Italy at the, you know, but, you know, changing it around all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Because he got to raise his little girls, his grown girls with him. He's doing all the Tracy tropes. And that's what you come to the show for the Tracy tropes, because they're excellent Tracy tropes. That said, he's going on for so long and getting so much heat. And the thing is, it's great stuff. Like, I had an interest in everything, but, like, I was in the corner so long waiting, I thought I was the already in the ring guy. Like, I just knew I was about to get squashed. Like, this is how it happens on TV. That said, the referee rolls up to me while he's promoing, and he says, 3 minutes. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, we haven't even worked yet. He's like, no, sorry. He's like, that's what Jason said. He's like, this is the booker, 3 minutes. This dude had talked 9 minutes of our time up and was actively still talking. There's not even going to be a match. He's not even done yet. So I look at the referee and I'm like, what you talking to me for? He's the one with the mic. So he rolls up to Tracy and lets him know that now we have 2 minutes. And Tracy just gets this, oh my God, I'm the father? Look at his eyes, because he had no, he'd been talking that long. So he grabs the referee, you know, like, and just playing it off like total pro, just playing it off and just telling him, you know, like, don't get up in my face while I'm talking and everything like that. But he was passing a message to the referee, and then the referee comes back to me. He said, Tracy's going to take a swing at you. He takes a swing. Just roll him up. And I'm like, what? We got like a whole match call. He's like, hey, that's what he called. I never felt so powerless about anything in a match ever in my life. I guess Tracy decides after about 10 to 11 minutes worth of just talking trash that he's finally done. He's like, I'm tired of this. He's like, I can't kill none of y'all out there, so I'm going to kill this guy instead. Now, we know that he doesn't have, like, the best walking speed at around that age and, you know, his later years. But this dude came Usain Bolton sprinting across the ring and, like, threw the wildest bar fight punch I have ever seen in my life. Ducked. Schoolboy, I prefer my schoolboy to be educated, so I have like a Harvard graduated schoolboy, I like to say. And like 3 seconds later, I win. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? And in my mind, I'm like, but we had all this stuff called, and like, dude, like nobody, no, like this is gonna suck. Like people are gonna be so upset. These people went crazy. That place lost their mind when he got pinned. And then I did like the 1-2-3 kid slide out. And I was like, oh my God, I pinned Tracy Smothers, you know. And I'm doing like the whole like, you know, shrug, like, you know, fast. It was the easiest $150 plus merch that I ever made. You know, it was great. And on the way to the back, you know, Tracy's like super apologetic and he's apologizing and all this other stuff. Hey, bro, I didn't mean to talk all that up and everything like that. He's like, but hey. Pop, man, the pop. He's like, look, because I promise you, we'll run all that stuff back, you know, like when we get another opportunity. I swear to God, every indie show that I saw him at after that, he's like, I'm gonna give you your 12 minutes. I promise you, I'm gonna give you your 12 minutes back. I might have to take it back on that finish now. Like, I put you over once, I can't do it again, but I'm gonna give you 12 minutes back. He never let me forget it. Even into our last convo. And only a guy like Tracy could understand that even with 12 minutes lost, he still found a way to make those people feel something and for them to have a moment. And it totally could have been one of those selfish vet things that he could have did where he just ate me up or just squashed me or did very little in the time because there was no time. But he made sure if nothing else happened in that time that happened, that I beat him so that those people could go crazy, so that the name that was underlined on the format still got what he was supposed to get. And I need a second. Only somebody like Tracy could be that oblivious to everything that's going around him because he's so caught up in the moment, but make sure that he's selfless enough and professional enough to make sure that what was supposed to be done got done. I don't know if he even had that kind of match that we called in him, but the fact that he even still in 2019 and beyond, just knew that he still owed me 12 minutes. I'll never forget that. That's journeyman shit. And if that's what being a journeyman is all about, I will wear that mantle with pride. I love you and I miss you, Tracy.
I've asked Tom to please add this in addition to everything else that we've already talked about, but it's 2 a.m. here at a gym and I'd recorded the piece that I gave him for this podcast, and I just realized that once he adds this piece in, I will officially have talked 12 minutes. So the rib of this whole thing is not only did I beat Tracy's promo time, but on top of that, he gave me the 12 minutes back. You son of a bitch. You still made good on the promise even when you're not here to make good on the promise. And I love you, old man. Rest easy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.